Hello.
Hey, may I speak to Mr. Anthony Harris?
You got it.
Hey, Mr. Harris, this is Nikita Carr from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, I'll just call you to let you know our system back up and running.
All righty.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's kind of pouring down here, but I mean, I'm inside, so.
Okay. And I know you say you want to file your claim too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your social security number, sir?
423 19 8256.
Okay, that's 423-198256. That's
Yes,
correct.
ma'am.
All right. And your first and your last name?
Anthony, Anthony Harris, Harris.
Yes, sir. And what's your date of birth?
April 8, 1983.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harris. And what is your mother's maiden name?
McBride.
All right, thank you so much. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And which language you prefer?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
All right, and do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state your license will issue in?
The state, Alabama.
All right, and do you have your driver license number available?
Yes, ma'am.
What's
706-0079.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harris. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Venture prepaid benefits card. Which one you prefer, sir?
Could you send me one of the benefit cards?
I sure will. And just so the prepaid benefit card will take additionally 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. You accept these terms, sir?
Well, I mean, I was actually going to go tomorrow and put in or open up a bank account. Could I actually call back tomorrow with the bank account route number and all that?
I think you can, yes, sir. But you had to call an inquiry line number when you do that, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So make sure you don't forget to call back tomorrow, okay?
Well, see, I worked Tuesday yesterday. Yeah, Tuesday and yesterday, and they laid me off yesterday, so I know I ain't gonna get no benefits for this week.
Okay.
I know it's gonna probably be next week whenever I can actually get my benefits anyways, because like I said, they just laid me off yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Okay, what's your address?
1888 1888 Windham, Windham, Loop, Jasper, Alabama, 35503.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what is your address? One more time, I'm sorry.
1888 Windham,
1880. WIN.
DHAM,
D8. Oh, okay. And what else?
Loop, Jasper.
Loop.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1888
Jasper.
Windham.
Yeah.
Loop. Okay. Jasper, Alabama, zip code 35503.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your home address different from your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. It's.
And what's your home address?
Well, I mean, this is.
Okay,
I
so
thought you said it was it the same? No, ma'am. It
no, that's
is
why I
the
would ask
same.
you. Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your telephone number?
205-388
Two three, eight what?
388
Oh, 388.
28 or 8928, excuse me. I had to think about that for a second. So it's 205-388-891 or 8928.
That's 205-388-8928.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just confirm your address is 1888 Windham Loop, City and State, Jasper, Alabama, zip code 35503. That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Harris, I have some security questions I need to ask you.
All righty.
All right. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned the least? 2001 Audi Alro, 2002 Chevrolet Tahoe, or 2003 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, 1997 Acura Integra, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Tahoe.
There's 2002 Chevrolet Tahoe?
Hang on, let me make sure the year. Mama. What year was the Tahoe?
Okay.
What year was that Tahoe that I had? 02? Or was it 03?
I don't know.
The one that I just recently got rid of.
I understand, but I don't know.
I think it was the 02.
What?
She's asking questions about the
okay.
vehicles and stuff. Yes, ma'am. It was the Tahoe.
Okay. Okay. Question number two. According to your driver license, how tall are you? 5'7", 5'10", 6'3", 6'6". My height is not reported as NOD values.
5'7".
All right. And question number three, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jacksonville, Miami, Pensacola, Defunct, Springs, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, Mr. Harris. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am. I worked in Crestview, Florida, with a Gerber collision.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Yes. Well, it's not really a federal. I worked with state prison down there in Dukeniak Springs.
Okay. So you say it's not a federal government job?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
it was
then.
A state job.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the
no,
last?
Ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you had TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you filing for a DUA, which is disaster unemployment assistance?
Would that be considered being laid off?
No, sir. They deal like storm, flooding, you know, like
no.
like weather disaster. Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And when was your last day of work, sir?
Yesterday was my last day of work.
Okay.
So that would be 2/2/22.
Yes, sir. I got you.
This must be the year for the twos anyway.
Exactly right. And so just know by you saying that you did work in another state, you got to make sure you send in your wages from that job, okay?
Well, that's the problem. I don't really have any of the wages.
Okay.
When I moved back up here to Alabama, I was getting paid. I was getting a check, but I lost all the really lost all my paperwork and everything when I in transfer from moving from Florida back up here.
Okay. I want to put no, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, then since you stay today, your last day of working was yesterday, you have to make sure when you do your weekly certification, you got to make sure you report all your gross earnings for this week, okay?
All right.
All right. I just want to explain that to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Why? In another word, since Sunday, you would have been able to work if you...
Oh, yes.
You probably didn't understand the question. You all right?
Yes, ma'am. I am able to work.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission, or do you have a real estate license?
None.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to sell full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' comp due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Let's see here. I know at least probably about three and a half, 4 hour drive. So I mean, roughly, say I go to Sevierville, Tennessee. I'm pretty sure that's probably about a little over 300 miles. But I talked to a guy yesterday when I got laid off. And he works for Clayton Connect up there in Tennessee. And he's supposed to be seeing what he can actually do to get me on as an escort driver up there in Tennessee until something comes available back here in Alabama. So, yeah, basically roughly about $350.
$350, okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I was making $17.50 where I was working at yesterday, so I'm making probably about $15.
Okay. And do you attain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your job title description?
I was working at King Cutter assembling farming equipment, tractor equipment stuff, box blades, bush hogs, cutters, all of it. I know it aggravated me yesterday when they was like, well, we ain't really got enough.
Like a farm equipment mechanic or something like that, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got you. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Not really.
Okay, so what other job you been looking at, sir?
Escort mobile homes. I've done that before, and I've escorted heavy machinery in the past, too.
Okay. So escort mobile homes.
Yes, ma'am. Mobile homes, which I was also intending on leaving out, going to get my CDLs, too, and I can't do that right now.
Okay.
Until 2024, so, yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of your last job that you're working for? King Cutter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And do you know the telephone number to King Cutter?
205-487.
Yes, sir.
I think it's 3202. Hang on just a second.
Okay. Yes, sir. No problem.
See. Yes, ma'am. 3202.
3202?
Yes, ma'am.
(205-487-3202).
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when did you start, sir?
I want to say the latter part of October.
Do you mean October the what? The 30th?
Probably about the... Hang on just a second. I got my cards and everything in here. In my paperwork. See exactly when. Well, it was, I signed my paperwork 12/1/21.
12/1/2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what city and state when did y'all perform at?
Do what, ma'am?
What city and state when did y'all locate in?
Oh. I still didn't understand.
I said, what city and state did y'all was located in?
Oh, Winfield, Alabama.
You said Winfield?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work, vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And what's the reason you're no longer working, sir?
Yeah, they told me yesterday that they just wasn't enough work for everybody to do, and I was one of the newest ones.
Okay, so a lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Mr. Harris, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And I'm going to set you up a temporary PIN number. Do you have pen and paper ready?
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
It's going to be... 5683.
Flip that over. That's my grocery list.
5683.
Yes, sir. Always remember, when you do your weekly certification, it's going to be the last 2 digits of your social security number and the last 2 digits of your birth year.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Harris, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements in effective this week. The employment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and the word Alabama is spelled all the way.
Yes, ma'am.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov, and the word Alabama is spelled all the way.
Yes, ma'am.
If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-6000. 7389.
752-7839.
7389. Yes, sir. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week, which will be calling this Sunday. And don't forget to report your wages also, too, okay? You have to send those in, too, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-5424.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Harris, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That will be you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And Mr. Harris, you have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.